More news. September 3, 2019. Not only does Elon Musk say he has a department at SpaceX which is better at what it does than Area 51, he has also said there have never been aliens at Area 51. This brings a couple of thoughts to my mind. First of all, how would he know exactly what is going on at Area 51? It is supposed to be one of the most secret places on Earth. The second thought I have is, how would he know if aliens were ever there? I can't help but feel he is getting a little too vocal about things he probably knows nothing about. I see where the United States and Europe are teaming up for a project which they hope will deflect asteroids which could hit the Earth. This is something which should also include the rest of the world's space powers such as China, India, Russia and Japan. The meeting is to take place in Rome in the second week in September 2019. They want to shoot a spacecraft, really more of a missile, at the double asteroid Didymos. It is hoped this will be powerful enough to deflect it. If it works, they will take things from there. When asteroids head toward Earth, it is no help to shatter them, since being hit by all those pieces can be worse than the initial impact, so you have to move the object into a new trajectory which will miss our planet. Several different methods for doing this have been discussed in the past. It has been claimed that about 10 years ago divers from the United States and France were investigating an area in the famous Bermuda Triangle. The triangle is famous for all sorts of strange disappearances of ships and planes. It is also famous for electrical anomalies. It is claimed that divers found a pyramid under the ocean. It was said to be made of a glass-like material and was 980 feet wide at the base and 660 feet high. It has become known as the Crystal Pyramid. Immediately stories came out saying this was not true, yet people are still talking about this pyramid today. Over the years we have heard many things were not true, and yet some of them, like UFOs, have finally been admitted to by the Navy when it released videos of them. This makes me wonder about the Crystal Pyramid. Maybe self-driving cars are not as good as they claim to be. Why would I say this? I am only saying this because a recent survey of passengers who rode in Waymo self-driving cars has come out, and it is not all a bed of roses. There were a lot of complaints about how the cars drove. The company did get mostly positive reviews, but the negative ones were upsetting, but not as much as the stomachs of some of the passengers, as they complained about the cars making sudden stops, and some say there were nauseating stop and start events with excessive braking. Until a smooth trip can be guaranteed, self-driving cars will not be able to compete with cars driven by people. Yes, some stones do float, such as pumice. A pumice mass the size of Manhattan Island is floating across the ocean. Similar to an iceberg, only 10% of it is above the water. It is believed the stone was spewed out by an underwater volcano. This is not bad news. Many scientists believe the pumice mass will eventually hit the Great Barrier Reef and actually save it from destruction. Pumice floats because the rock is full of air holes. The trip to Australia is expected to take the pumice somewhere between 7 and 10 months. A new system named FSCAN will allow people who are not very tech savvy to be able to swap people's faces in photos. The problem is the switch is said to be undetectable. This means there will be all sorts of false photos. There are a lot now, but most frauds can be spotted. Some experts are saying this will change and we will not be able to tell when this is done anymore. I can't help but think there are going to be an awful lot of pictures showing politicians and people in government in all sorts of compromising positions. In 1974 it was said a UFO crashed in North Wales. Witnesses said it hit the side of a mountain. Even more than that, it was claimed an alien was taken from the wreck. This is known as the Berwyn Mountains incident. All sorts of excuses for what had happened were given by the authorities over the years, as is what usually happens in these cases, but now it is said documents have been found which prove this was a UFO crash. The document shows a military operation took place at the crash site. Some might think there was a chance it could have been a secret aircraft which crashed, But the operation resembled so many other UFO crash site operations that this seems to be the case. It is being claimed doctors can now alter your face without surgery. Some think this would be impossible, but it is being claimed using electricity and 3D printed molds will do the job. It is said the electricity softens the cartilage and no incision is ever needed. There is said to be an added bonus, which is very quick recovery time. After the cartilage softens, it hardens again in the mold and you have a new face. This year was a big one for robots in India. They created and swore in a robot police officer named KP Bot. The robot is in human form and was even given the rank of sub-inspector. When the robot was saluted by other officers, it gave a perfect salute in return. It is said the robot is a female. It is not clear exactly what its capabilities are or what it will be its job. Here we go. A group of computer engineers who used to be backed by Elon Musk say they have developed an artificial intelligence which is just too dangerous to release to the public. It is said it is capable of so many malicious applications that the release will be a scaled-down version and be a very limited release. The computer group which developed the AI is OpenAI, a research non-profit based in San Francisco, and the software is a language prediction system named GPT-2. More interesting things seem to be happening now than ever before as technology just keeps marching forward.